crowded Southwest flight, or weight and baggage claims. So it's just another example of class warfare, and this after Michelle Obama spent about $500 million going to Africa.
Yeah, I think he's just doing whatever he can to get votes. He's saying whatever he needs to say.
He is, and he's dangling that carrot of amnesty for illegals to get their votes. He's demonizing the wealthy to try to attract the middle class. He's being a populist. His ratings are down, and there's lots of undecided voters. And as Dick Morris said the other day, if you're married but you're undecided whether you want to continue, that's not good news. So 80% of undecided voters in the past have gone with a challenger in elections like these.
Well, you know, forgive my ignorance, but it seems to me that he's the only candidate for the Democrats. Can't they come up with someone else to run to, or is that just not done?
I think it's not done. You know, Hillary certainly is a name that comes to mind, but I just don't think they would put up somebody in opposition to him. I think they are able to, but it would be a difficult move.
I don't think so, because I think if there's someone else that could be more popular than him and could continue on with some good ideas, I think people would vote for her.
Maybe I'll do some research on that for the next time we talk.
Now, I know, Steve Ossie, you're a survivor of cancer, and you've got a big deal coming up on the 30th, Relay for Life up in Incline. Tell me something about it.
Yeah, I think it's about our 10th annual one. It's July 30th, 31st, starting at Saturday, noon on Saturday to 7 a.m. on Sunday. It's a Relay for Life, a community carnival. Proceeds go to the American Cancer Society, which uses the money, some locally, to help people with treatments. Other goes to research. Other goes to advocacy to try to get money from the government. And folks can go to inclinevillagerelay.org to find more information, to donate, or find out how to get here. It's at the high school in Incline Village.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Woohoo! Steve, he's just full of it, isn't he?
Great information. SteveOssie.com. When we come back with Broadview in the Laugh Lounge, Gabriel's here, Dan's here, and we're going to have some fun. So join me again. 1270 The Buzz, you're with Broadview.
1270 The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
JP.
I can't laugh on cue.
Man.
It just isn't possible.
You can't even laugh when it's funny. What do you mean?
Your soul is broken.
That's
it's
Gabriel.
Like smiling for a picture. I can't do it.
Gabriel Rutledge is with us from the Pioneer Underground. Two shows tonight, huh, Gabriel?
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo!
I better take a nap.
Yeah, you better take a nap. I'm saying the only thing awake of you is your hair. Whoa! And Dan Kim is here again. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Transman Dan's in the house.
Mm-hmm. And you had a rough night last night, you were saying. Late show.
Late home, up early.
Yeah, got home at 3 and got up at 6.
Mm-hmm.
You just partying too much.
I don't party. I just can't sleep.
Are you you can't sleep after you do your show?
Need a good hypnotist.
He's the hip hypnotist. I was going to say, that's kind of silly now, Dan.
I'm not silly.
You know what I'm saying? People count on you. You know, people come to you as a therapist to be able to sleep, stop smoking, all those things. You should certainly be able to get yourself to sleep.
That's right.
So we're very happy for Wayne. Wayne bringing comedy to the Reno area. I'm so happy. The biggest little comedy show Friday and Saturday nights. And Dan, you said next week, 7:30, you're going to be the stand-up comedian too.
I'm going to be the local guest spot.
So. Are you just taking over everything over there?
No,
you have hypnotized everybody, haven't you? You're taking over. And then your hypnotist show will come on at 9:30 as well?
That's right.
Okay. And then every Saturday night, 8 and 10, Gabriel's here. You're the headliner.
Wow, I like how you said that.
Yeah,
that
headliner. Cool. That's you, Gabriel.
That's
from
me.
Seattle?
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Reno.
Now, how long? Hey, it wasn't our idea, okay?
I thought you guys had a vote and brought me.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
About 10 years.
10 years, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, you're the youngest one we've had in here.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're still green.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
I know it.
Let's make it 15.
Okay. There, that sounds better. Don't ever say that again, Gabriel. It doesn't sound good. And you write your own material from your own life. You say because you're married, you can do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. She's not here.
Well, so you can say anything you want, right? Do you ever worry about that, though, when your wife comes to the show and you're telling all those jokes? I mean, women get pissed.
Yeah, she's okay with it.
Is she okay with it? I see that.
I don't really make anything up.
that's even worse.
Oh, now you've told everybody it's all true.
Oh, my God.
Well, I might exaggerate a few points.
Yeah, just a couple.
I will tell you her least favorite joke.
Okay.
Which is, this is the one that got me in some trouble.
Sure, why not? You're on the radio.
Yeah, right? Why not?
And she's
right?
Not here.
What could happen, really?
She's in Seattle. She could be streaming.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, go.
Okay, this is my least favorite joke is, when you get married, people say, you know, it's only one woman for the rest of your life. But what I tell my buddies is like, you know, what are you into in a woman? Short hair, long hair, blonde, brunette, young girls, skinny girls, college girls, pregnant girls, moms, chubby chicks. I've been married for 13 years and my wife's been all of those.
You got it all in one package.
That
true.
Is officially her least favorite joke. So,
and that's what women have to do to keep you interested.
Maybe. I've been a few of them too. I'm not judging, by the way.
But. Hey, you know what I want to do real quick is if you would like to go to the show tonight, Wayne's going to front the tickets. So call us at 823-1920 if you'd like to go, you and whoever. Tickets for free. Call us, 823-1920.
Why do you look at me like I
wouldn't
have anybody
that would go with
me?
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the tree behind you, okay? How come every time I look in your direction, you think I'm looking at you? Jeez. What an egomaniac.
There is a tree in
here.
How is that possible?
Free tickets, Pioneer Underground, for the biggest little comedy show tonight. Two shows, 8 and 10 o'clock, 823-1920. If you'd like to go, hey, it's the holiday weekend. And if you don't get the free tickets, you can buy one, get one free tonight, too. I mean, Wayne, he's so good. He's so good bringing comedy to Reno. Pioneer Underground. Do you love that little room, Gabriel?
Oh, it is actually absolutely wonderful. It's kind of, it feels like when you get to there, you're like, this isn't where, it's
wow.
A secret. It's, you know.
I know. You're coming down the stairs, you're where are they taking me?
Yeah, exactly. But it's a great room.
It really is. And you like all that being close to the audience right there?
Sure. Most of the time.
You ever hit anybody or jump on them or jump in their lap or anything?
No.
Oh.
No. I've had a few, over the years, a few drunk people.
try to get back to their seat.
Someone threw a fork at me once.
What? Fork you? Was that what they were yelling?
I don't know. Maybe that was the symbolism of it. I didn't understand it. But they weren't. They were mad. They didn't really. People get drunk and they don't know.
They didn't even know they were at a comedy show, did they?
No, they didn't. They thought they were throwing a fork at a TV, I think, at home in the trailer.
So you are good.
Did you duck like Bush with the shoe?
You know, it wasn't that close,
oh, okay.
So I didn't have to have cat-like reflexes. Like,
well, I think
George
it's good
Bush
being
did.
That close.
That was impressive, though.
George
that,
Bush was good, wasn't he?
He barely even moved.
He
just
jumped
just
back
enough.
Up, says, okay, throw the other shoe. I'm ready. You
yeah,
know, he was good.
It was like he knew it was coming.
How do we get back to politics? Okay. This is the Laugh Lounge, okay?
No, sorry.
So, Gabriel, two shows tonight, 8 and again at 10, 823-1920 if you want to go to the show. Call right now. Wayne's breathing over the phone there. Call. Although you guys are getting good audiences in there, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How do you know? You haven't done your show yet,
yesterday,
Gabriel.
Yesterday I did one.
You did do one Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, at 7:30?
I did.
You did that one?
Yeah.
And was there a full house? Pretty full?
It was a pretty full house.
Yeah, good. You always say yes. Like I said, say yes.
I'm not even needed. Just give me my cue cards. Just tell me what to say.
And then, Dan, you're done for the weekend. Are you doing a show tonight?
Nope.
No, nothing tonight. You're
nothing
just going to gonna be there?
I'm weird.
Or are you going home and go to bed?
I'm there. I get a 10-minute nap, like 10-minute hypnotic nap. I'll be fine.
Yeah. You sure?
A hypnotic nap.
Hypnotic nap. Did you hear that?
That's right.
He can't sleep, but he can take a hypnotic nap.
I haven't made eye contact with Dan since I met
don't
him.
Do
I don't
it.
Trust
no
him.
Kidding.
I don't trust it.
We had him in here the first week, and JP over here was slopping out of the chair. Go sleep, and he just fell apart.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You should hypnotize him to smile.
Oh.
I saw one.
Oh, did you see that? Yeah. He's got teeth. Shocker.
Not all, but a few.
Oh, that's terrible.
Man, that's
well, he's got
right.
one right there. 823-1920. Are we funny or what? Hey, you're the comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give us a little a little taste of your show tonight.
Man, that's tough.
The clean show.
You can't do that to me. You can't just point at me. Go!
Go, man!
Comedy jukebox. Like, two guys walking to a bar!
Why do elephants have red toenails?
Why?
So they can hide in a strawberry patch. Come on.
You know, comedy's not for everybody.
Don't give up your day job, JP. He works for the government. What do you expect?
Oh, is that true?
You know, he's not laughing. Huh, JP? Dan's not even laughing. Look at him over there. He's just drooling.
That's not.
Yeah. Okay, Comedy Club tonight. If you want to go, 823-1920. Call, get your tickets for free. I know there's someone out there. I've been there. I love it. Absolutely love it. Wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much.
We don't have another break, do we? Can we just go on? We do have another break? Oh, well, we got 10 more minutes. Hit it, buddy.
What happened?
Yeah, we got 10 more minutes.
I'm supposed to do the break?
Yeah, you're it. You're the headliner.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to do a commercial. I was confused. I'm like, I just got here. I have to do a live read.
Tell me this, though. In the beginning of your career, because I know everyone has to go through this, the comedians, how did it feel, though, when you were up there and you were not funny?
Well, you know, when I started 15 years ago.
Okay, good. Very good.
Actually, it was quite terrifying.
It was, wasn't it?
First, I made my wife go with me. just because I did.
She liked the jokes back then, though, didn't she?
Yeah, they weren't about her.
They weren't funny.
But she was actually more scared than I was. This is actually what she said to me after.
She didn't want you to fail.